Blog Talk Radio. second one that he got, and I'll have a bar fight on the third one.
Shalom, good morning. Welcome once again to another episode of Sports Trip Presents Bible Talk. Let me make sure, see how we're broadcasting. Yeah, loud and clear. Shalom, everybody. You're tuned in to the ISBHPK Albuquerque, the Israelite School of Biblical History and Prophetic Knowledge School. Lord. Located here in Albuquerque, Mexico, 7710 Suite F, Albuquerque, Mexico, 87110, we have a zip code here in Albuquerque. I'd like to welcome you back to our Monday morning class, and we are getting started extremely late, and that's 100% my fault. Just making the adjustments of getting back here to Albuquerque has been challenging, to say the least, but we wanted to make sure we still put something out today. Put something out this morning as we fight these spirits and fight these obstacles and fight these distractions to keep us from doing our duties and doing our jobs as far as making sure that we get this knowledge out to the best of our ability. Yes, last night was a rough one. But not to bring them sleepy spirits to everybody and broadcast throughout the Blog Talk universe. Welcome. Welcome to our broadcast. As you know, we do have whole classes here in Albuquerque at the school, Monday through Thursday from 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. At night. And then during the daytime, we try and produce our live stream broadcast, our Blog Talk radio show from approximately 8:30 in the morning until about 10:30 in the morning, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. We invite you to call in and check us out. Okay. Now this morning, I'm joined by Brother Yanamazan, and also by three of my children. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Bobby Bowen.
I'm Yanamazan.
All right. As we are here again in our school, located at 7710 Suite F. Manal Boulevard, Northeast, Albuquerque, Mexico. 87110. This is why I need to make sure I do my talking before I get here. I need to be talking in the vehicle, talk when I get up, because you start talking, and all of a sudden, now the yawning starts. All right, these fighting spirits.
Get your mouth
lined
up.
I need to watch the Anchorman, see how he. how he gets prepared, how he wakes up to get the best broadcast. All right, well, we only have about an hour this morning, and one thing I wanted to go ahead and do was we didn't go over the Chosen. All right, this morning we go ahead touch on Chosen, and we're gonna start our basic class. We're gonna start on our basic class of the Chosen, but then we're gonna go ahead and modify it accordingly. To help us understand some of the spirits and some of the things that we're fighting that are coming against us, that are challenging us. So we might understand, well, might have a better understanding about what's going on. So with that, the first scripture we're starting with today is Isaiah chapter 34 and verse 16. Isaiah chapter 34 and verse 16.
Isaiah 34 and 16.
Where are we at?
Isaiah chapter 34 and verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them.
All right, cool. So we're going to read again. Now we're going to break it down. Go ahead.
Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord. And read.
And one thing that one reason why we produce our blog talk radio.com Bible classes, as well as our ISBHPK ABQ Live YouTube classes, as well as other brothers and sisters that are trying to awaken the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. We're trying to get our people to seek out the book of the Lord and to read. That the one thing we have not been doing is actually reading what the Bible says. We've gotten a lot of religion, a lot of politics, a lot of philosophies, a lot of doctrines, a lot of cartoons, a lot of movies. But the one thing that we are not getting is we're actually sitting down and reading out of the book of the Lord. That we're actually getting what the book says. We're making a connection. That mental and that mental connection with the Father, with the words of the Most High, found in the Bible. We're not making those connections with God because we're not seeking out of the book of the Lord and reading, right? That it is very important that we read, that we get the book, and that we do read, right? Because like elbows, everybody's got an excuse or has an opinion, right? That there are too many opinions out here in the world concerning everything. But one thing we want to make sure is we're not just following not only our own mind, and our own opinion, or the opinion of others, that we want to make sure that we're following the opinion of God. And one way you can ensure that you're following the right thing is by seeking out the book of the Lord and by reading and by going by the instructions that the Bible gives us. And that's one thing, again, that we strive to do here, ISB, HBK, Albuquerque, Houston, San Antonio, and also Norfolk, Virginia, is that we want to make sure we're reading out of the book of the Lord and we're getting what the scripture says, and not opinion, not heresy, not dogma, but that we're actually getting what the Bible actually says. So we seek out of the book of the Lord and we make sure that we're reading what the book says. From that point there, it says what?
No one of these shall fail.
That as we look and search our lives, that relationships have failed. Whatever religion we gave ourselves up to might have failed. Whatever business plan we had, those things might have failed. But the one thing that's not going to fail us is the words of the Bible. All right? But we've not been going by the words of the Bible. Now it's time for us to go by the words of the Bible. That will never let you down. Religion will let you down. People will let you down. But the words of God will never let you down. What was that? Okay. Reading on.
None shall want her mate.
And there's no other book on the planet Earth like the Bible. All right? That would tell you the past, present, and future of the lives of the Hebrew Israelites. There's no other book written on the planet Earth that will give you the insight into those things. All right? About what should be the plans for Hebrew Israelites. What should Hebrew Israelites be doing right now? And what was our past? What happened to us in the past? That you cannot find another book on the planet Earth that will explain these things like the Bible does. All right? Reading on.
For my mouth, it has commanded.
Because God spoke these words. Read.
And His Spirit, it has gathered them.
And God's Spirit gathered the words of this book together so we might be able to have it here in these last days. All right? What's the next scripture we got? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, and then Psalms chapter 33, verse 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21.
Chapter 5, verse
12? 21. 1
Thessalonians.
Now, I want you to say it.
1 Thessalonians.
Is there something in your mouth? Where's your tissue?
Thessalonians.
The box of tissue.
First Thessalonians.
Good job. 5.
5 verse
21.
1 Thessalonians. Yeah, divide verse 21. Prove all things. Hold fast. That which is good.
All right, cool. So again, as we read the Bible, again, the scriptures of the Bible, it tells us again to do what?
Prove all things.
Prove all things. You have to be able to prove it. All right, you have to be able to prove it, and that's why we use the Bible. That if God says something, and God is showing you something or what have you, you should be able to prove it by pulling the scripture. All right. Well, say it one more time so people can catch up.
Thessalonians, chapter
5,
verse 21.
Good job.
Prove all things.
Prove all things. Go ahead.
And hold fast that which is good.
Right. Hold fast that which is good, meaning you grab hold of it. If it once you prove it and it's right, it's true, you hold on to that. Okay? You don't let it go. All right. You grab it tight, put in a real tight bear hug, and you don't let that go. Once you can prove it in the Bible, You, that's it. You don't need to listen to nothing else. All right. Once the Bible said it, that's it. You don't have to listen to TV, to music, to any other person. Once you prove it and read it in the Bible, that should be all the proof you need that what the Bible is saying is true. Okay. Yeah, and that scripture is Psalms chapter 33, verse 12. And then we're going to get Psalms chapter 10, verse 5 through 10. All right. So the next one we're going to get right now is Psalms chapter 33, verse 12. And then I need a brother, please give me Psalms chapter 10, verses 5. I'm sorry. Psalms chapter 105. It's Psalms chapter 105. My eyes are going. Psalms chapter 105, verses 6 through 10. All right. Who's got me?
Psalms chapter 33, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance.
All right, cool. So we read that once, and we're reading it, and we're going to break it down. Go ahead.
Blessed is the nation.
Where are we at?
Psalms chapter 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. All right, and we know that the Most High did create nations on the planet Earth. All right, the Lord God created nations on the planet Earth. And then of all the nations, God chose one. All right, of all the different nations that were created, God chose one. Matter of fact, let's hold that and let's get Genesis chapter 10, verse 31. Let's hold this and let's get Genesis chapter 10, verse 31. Yeah, chapter 10, verse 31. And my brother, you're not without the water for this cup of life.
10:31.
Let's have the double shots.
Woo! Yes. Well, where are we at?
Genesis chapter 10, verse 31.
Right.
These are the sons of Shem, after their family, after their tongues, in their land, after their nation.
Right.
Verse 32. These are the families of the sons of Noah.
Okay, these are the families of the sons of who?
Noah.
These are the families of the sons of Noah. Who here knows who is Noah? Who is Noah? Right, and what was the purpose of the ark?
Everyone from the apocalypse of that time, which was the flood.
You said that real fast, because like, you're my son, and you got my accents, and I shouldn't be happier, but you got to slow down just a little bit so people can hear what you said.
Well, at the time, Noah was responsible for building the ark, which is to save the creatures chosen by the Most High, and of course, some of his family from the what would have been the apocalypse of that time, the flood, which the Most High was bringing.
Why was there an apocalypse called the flood at that time? Why was the God bringing the apocalypse, bringing the flood?
The Jews, right?
No.
It was us or the Jews?
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say the Jews were not listening to the Most High's commandments.
You're like, are you on the right track? You're on the right track, Baja?
At the time, Noah was probably the most righteous man on the planet at that time, being that every other man was falling into their lust. And every other thing the Most High told him exactly not to do. So that's why he decided, I'm going to bring the flood, I'm going to clear oil off, and I'm going to save Noah, since he remained faithful towards my commandments, my statutes, yada.
All right, I like that. I like where we're going. Let's get Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5.
Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was an evil committed continually.
All right, cool. Thank you, Ibar. Can we read it one more time?
And God saw.
Where are we at?
Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of the man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually.
Good job. Good job. What's this telling us? What's this telling us?
The man's conscience at the time was towards evil, like constantly.
I like the words you're using. Let me hear some of your words. You're right, but you're speaking from a college-educated university level, which is good. Let me hear from a sixth grader going to the seventh grade. Let me hear his words. I'm going to hear your words, too.
Well, I think this is saying that you have always saw that all men were always being bad and not listening to his laws at all.
Good job. That's excellent. Both of y'all are correct. What are you going to say?
I don't have anything.
No, really. You do have something. Read it again. Read it out loud.
And God
taught. Where are we at?
Genesis chapter 6, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth.
What does that mean right there? What is God doing for what you just read? What's he doing?
And God saw the wickedness of men.
So what did God see?
He saw, I think he saw men not obeying his law.
Exactly. Really good. Good job. What else?
And that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually.
So what else is God seeing?
He's seeing that men are becoming, they're not following his laws.
Mm-hmm.
And they are becoming evil.
Right. And what's an imagination?
Imagination is when, like, you dream of something or picture something in your head.
Right.
Then you see it in your life a little bit.
That can happen. So.
So they're imagining. They're imagining that.
Can we say they're imagining things that God doesn't want them to imagine? Can we say that? Is that agreeable? That the only thing they think about, every thought that they think about is against what God wants?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some things that people think about that might be against what God wants?
Stealing.
All right, so they think about, why would people think about stealing?
You said, think about
why would people think about stealing?
Because they don't want to obey.
They're envious of what another person has.
But
they're greedy. They want everything or the borders. Or they just did it out of spite.
Selfish.
Yeah.
If I gotta steal from you, it's because I'm selfish. I want to have something that you don't.
Like robbers.
What else? I like these are some great examples. What else?
Another one was, you told me this one. I think it was never steal another man's woman or something like that.
Adultery.
More stealing, right?
That's an exit.
That lies. Yes, it is. But we're not going to get that right now. What are some other things that people imagine that's evil or that's against God's ways?
Doing drugs.
Ooh, that's a great one. Why is that evil?
Because you can probably kill someone when you're on drugs.
Good point. What else?
The outside might not want you to see other spirits that are around you.
That's a great point. Yes, that when you use drugs, that you're going to see things that God doesn't want you to see. That's a great point. What else?
That's not what he didn't have the herbs or whatever things that you put into this drug to use it. That's not what he intended
That's not what it is purpose. Like, for instance, I guess weed? Way back then, that people just put it in the pipe and smoke it. They're not actually using what its original purpose was way back when. So, yeah. Misusing material.
True. What else, guys? What else? What are some other things that are evil that and people think about that goes against what God wants?
Being hypocritical.
What does that mean? That's a big ass word you're using.
Hypocritical.
What does that mean?
When you tell someone not to do it, but then you do it.
Good point. That's another good point. And if you're going to tell somebody to do something, you should be doing it first.
Can you repeat what you said?
If you're going to tell somebody to do something, you should make sure you're doing it first.
That's what this kid in my class would always do.
But what do you do?
All right, so when he would always ask I'm pretty sure when that teacher would always ask him to do something, he always just try to find someone to do it. And he said, if they said no, then he'd go on and do it. All he'd do is just try to get people to do that. Yeah. He just bribe people to do the thing he wants, but if they don't do it,
he gets mad.
Yeah, he gets mad, and he's supposed to do it.
Hmm. That's not right, is it?
No.
Okay, cool, good. Any other examples?
Being alone, not talking to anybody, trying to isolate yourself, trying to be in your own head.
Just talk to
yourself. Have this own reality of yourself.
Just talk to your own spirit.
Kind of like that, but it's not the right one. And not communicating with anyone. Like, if your brother had a problem, or if you had a problem, or you had a problem with your brother, if you're not talking to him about it, you're keeping it, you're letting it sit and rest. You just said someone just come all up on your ass, which means you have to talk and speak, right? A lot of isolation, a lot of me, it's me time, I'm gonna spend time working myself, yada yada.
Good point. Another great point. To just be alone into your own thoughts,
yeah.
Into just your own head, that you're only listening to you.
Yeah.
That means that you're not caring about other people.
Yeah.
You're not concerned about other people. And that'll make you real
selfish.
I mean, it makes you selfish, but it makes you real antisocial. Right? That
you don't think you need to go talk to other people because you got
right.
I got my reflection to talk to, right? I just go speak to myself because he agrees with me.
Exactly. Exactly. Me, myself, and I think this is right. What do you see?
I don't think I can remember it, but it was a TV show. It was this kid.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to find some people to play with, I think, and everyone just said no. So what he did was he found a reflection of himself. And just started to talk to that.
That can be scary, huh?
Yeah. They're just saying movies, anything they can pick up.
Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, they always said, it's okay to talk to yourself. It's when you answer yourself. That's when it's getting really scary.
True.
You know?
Yeah. For all the people that are on the planet Earth, should anybody ever be alone?
No.
But with all the people on the planet Earth, why does a person feel the only person they can talk to is himself?
Because other people won't hang out with them, won't talk to them.
Right.
So they have to, cover themselves in their own, protection. And they just talk to themselves. They, I don't need your help. I've got my own help. They choose.
They what now?
They choose to be alone.
Well, is it they choose to be lonely, or is it because people are mean?
It's that.
Like,
they choose to be lonely.
Because people are mean and cruel, that's why I choose to be by myself.
Yeah, but it's not. I'm not saying never happened, but, like, even though people still say no, like, you can, there's still more people out there that you can still ask and play with. It's not just that, those people, like, Rocky has this book that she always reads. It's called, yeah, George Diary. This, yeah.
Oh, God, I already know.
There's this little group in their book. It's called the CCP. There's this one girl always just trying to hang out with the CCPs. But when she figures out that they're really mean and stupid, she finds them, she looks for other people to hang out with. So, yeah.
Okay.
Basically, what it's saying is, you should never be alone. Yeah. Doesn't matter if, like, nobody wants to, like, hang out with you. Just give it some time. Don't. If you can't wait that long, don't talk to yourself and start answering your own questions. Just talk to your family. There's no point of talking to yourself, answering your own questions. But if you can find someone to talk to for a little bit, you're all good.
You would say the same thing? I agree. Big brother?
Scripture says that in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. It could probably be someone not respecting the advice that others give and wanting to go solo, so they don't have to listen to it.
Can't nobody tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing.
I know it's your example, but
yeah. Let her use that because you don't know him, so you can't use that one. But you, like the song says, though, right?
Right, yeah. Ain't nobody can tell you nothing. Mostly because you don't
want to
listen.
Oh, and how do those lyrics go? I'm alone. How's it go? I'm on my horse by myself.
There are two versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
One, the short version, two, the long version.
How's it go? How did either one go?
Okay.
How's the chorus go?
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Horse on his attached. I just never black. Got the something in the back. Riding on the horse. Huh?
He said, I was never black. His
hat is very black.
Oh.
Okay.
How did you make me lose where I was?
My hat is very black.
Hat is very black. You got the something in the back. Riding on the horse. Yeah. You can whip your horse. I've been in the valley and I'm running around you. Ain't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
So with that song, this the lyrics of that song. Is
basically,
what kind of imagination does that man have?
Nobody can tell nothing. If he wants to talk to himself, people will try to help him. Ain't nobody tell me nothing.
So is that the most I want to sing like that?
No.
But how many people are starting to think like that because the song says so?
About the whole world. It's almost
everyone who listens and commits to it.
That's why I
think commit the song. Because I heard it.
Right.
I ain't about it. I just heard it.
But now, if we're not careful, would that become a thought that we think about, that it's good to be by ourselves?
Yeah. If
we're not careful, would that become a thought that we think is right?
If we're not careful, yeah.
Let me say it like this. If we don't come to class, and we don't read out of the Bible, and we keep hearing songs like that over and over and over again, but we're not reading the Bible, What could become a thought in our head?
Ain't nobody tell you nothing.
Right? Just be by myself. I can't nobody tell me nothing, right?
I'm
but talk to myself. That's my question. Yeah, nobody told me nothing.
What does that part mean?
He had made man on the earth. So he created man. Basically.
Yeah, but it said he did what?
He repented.
He repented.
What does that mean?
Repented means...
when someone goes to repent, that means they're...
they're like, make it go away, like...
No, 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 that's not making it go away. That's
repenting bugs.
If someone goes to repent, like at a church, they're going to think it's a mistake.
Let's look it up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. I agree.
Because
I always have a
dictionary in the back. Look it up. Hey, there's a dictionary. Repenting and repenting are so same. Yeah, but it's in the past. It's just repented is in the past, repenting.
That's well nice. Did you find it, Ivor? He agreed to talk because he has to wipe out everybody else.
Oh. burden, either burned or died. Burned or died.
They drowned.
They drowned in the flood. And that man who was listening to the Most High's rules.
His name was Noah.
It was Noah who was listening to the Most High's rules. Was able to survive.
Noah and Noah's wife.
Noah's wife. I kind of don't know
her name. Her name, we always, they don't tell us her name. And then Noah had three sons.
Shem and Japheth.
Mm-hmm. And their wives.
Yeah, no daughters, right?
We don't read about no daughters.
Yeah, it was his son. Noah's three sons, his wife, and their wife.
Well, everybody else was what?
Not listening. So it's all of that stuff. Doing the opposite of what the Most High doesn't want people to do.
Right.
Which is we're talking about why we should not steal.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about
just that. Yeah, but no, he's on it. Just keep bringing it out. What else?
That's all I want to add on when it says he was grieved at his heart. He felt grieved that he had to wipe out this creation that I chose to move this earth. Just in general, I had to wipe literally 99.9% of it out just because of what it was.
So there's no women though. No, there's women. Because what was his name again?
Noah had
three sons.
Shem, and Japheth.
Okay, and then it is three sons and as wives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
In the movie.
No.
In the what?
I'm listening to you.
I'm listening, but did you read the movie or did you watch the movie?
I read the book and I saw the movie. So,
in the movie, it was Ham or Shem?
Yeah, Ham, no.
It was Ham or Shem. But in the book,
Ham's friend or girlfriend got trampled over by a crowd of men trying to kill and destroy Noah's ark.
You know what else?
Huh?
Noah in that movie, his father was white.
Yeah.
And so was Noah.
And
so was Shem. And so was Ham and Japheth and all their kids.
Black. The only person that was white at the time was
No one.
Well, it was Cain, right?
You're right. Cain's people.
Yeah.
All right.
True.
Yeah.
But in the movie.
That's why it's important that we read. And we go by what we read and not by what we see in the movies. Okay? So it said, God said he repented that he made man and it grieved him in his heart. Go back to Genesis chapter 6 and now verse 7.
Genesis chapter 6 and verse 7. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowl, and the fowls of the air.
What are fowls?
Fowls are
birds.
Those are birds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are birds.
That was a bird?
I don't do very good birds.
So, because every thought of man was evil continually, their imagination was never on what the Most High wanted. What the Most High had to do?
Kill them. Destroy all of them.
By what?
Destroy all of them, creating the. Wait.
Do you want me to read verse 7 again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Genesis chapter 6, verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made it.
And what definition do we have for repent right now?
Regret.
Regret.
What are some things that make you feel regret?
When you do something and you have certain intentions of doing it, but those intentions, the reality of what it does doesn't come out to your intentions, you feel regret for what that thing has done.
Like what? I understand what you're saying, but give me an example.
Say you want to go, you wanted
you wanted to make breakfast this morning.
Yeah. You wanted to make breakfast.
And you saw that your brothers were asleep.
So you
went ahead and made your breakfast, thinking that, you know what, it'd be good if I just let them sleep. But then when Dad woke up roaring.
I should have made breakfast to everybody. So it didn't turn out. My intention was to wait for everybody to wake up. But the reality of the situation was, if I already made the breakfast before they woke up, it would have been able to wake up and already have something to eat. So I wasn't that much rushy out the door. Regret.
I didn't just hijack your thought, did I?
Nope.
What are some other things? Like, you're sitting on the back of that chair.
Oh, I regret that.
No. You don't regret it right now. You're going to regret it when that chair falls backwards and you bust your head. And there's blood all over the floor. And then there's a big man with a gray beard with dreadlocks starts laughing.
His laugh is so loud it makes the horse shit.
Because a 12-year-old young man who wants to be the owner of a BB gun knows that that is not the way of showing responsibility. That is not looking ahead of what's dangerous. That standing on the back of a chair like that can be very dangerous. So why would a 12-year-old who doesn't understand that that's dangerous, why should that 12-year-old be given a BB gun? If that 12-year-old is showing he doesn't understand the potential for danger. Does that make sense? Okay. But I want to know what are some things that make you feel regret? One thing I feel regret about as I get ready to take this last is diabetes medication. I'm going to stab myself in the stomach with this needle. Because when I was 12 years old, what's one thing I didn't do a lot of?
Work out.
When I was 12 years old, what kind of things was I eating?
Junk, candy, lollipops, pork, liver,
candy,
lollipops.
A lot of candy?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of candy. A lot of ask Papa, when we get around Papa again this time, what my favorite drinks were.
Mountain Dew.
Slurpees.
Ah!
Slurpees. I was killing them. But now that I'm in my 30s and 40s, what I got to do every day? I got to stab myself with this needle. Because when I was 12 years old, what did I not eat more of?
Salad?
One. What else? Vegetables?
Yeah, vegetables.
Too much candy?
You ate too much.
Too much sugar?
You ate too much salty.
Too much macaroni and cheese?
Whoa, we get personal here.
That from eating all that boost stuff, what is it now I got to do now that I'm in my 40s into my 50s? What do I got to do now every single day? Why?
Because you want
to live longer.
Stick yourself every day.
guess what I feel?
Pain.
And?
Regret.
And regret. So why do I want my children not to eat bad? And why do I want my children to work out?
And clean up.
And clean up. Why do I want them to do that now?
Because we don't look like you.
Well,
exactly.
What that scripture says, raise a child up in his ways and he shall not depart from them.
Yep. Anybody feel like getting stabbed? Anybody feel like getting stabbed?
I don't like needles.
I remember you stick this with the finger because I tell everyone to get stabbed with the needle. And then, never mind.
You want to get stabbed with the needle?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
We can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that made me feel regret. That now my stomach is so big and I'm so out of breath, it's hard for me to walk upstairs. That it's hard for me to go to the park and even just walk around in the park. So that gives me a lot of regret. That makes me feel bad. I can't ride bikes right now like I want to. I look at Uncle Ice. Uncle Ice is a year younger than me. But look how strong he is. Yeah.
He looks
how old are you, Dad?
Dad, how old are you?
49.
He's 48. Why does he look like he's 30?
He's strong.
Because guess what he was doing at 12 years old? And?
Eating healthy.
Exactly. Guess you know who's older than I am, but looks better than me? Sure. Uncle Bada Bada.
That's right, isn't it? He's like, how old is he?
50.
That's a little
50. This year he will be. In 2 months he will be.
Actually, I thought he was 60.
No. But how strong and how fast is Uncle Bada Bada?
I'm pretty sure he can still put me through a tough workout today and join me with it and still be have enough breath to do another one. Crazy strong.
he can still outrun Kyle Bond.
Wow. He's got some big ties. Not bad.
He does. You know why?
He works out.
And eats healthy.
Come on. A man the size of...
I want to see a bunch of race Kabon.
Real quick, and then I want to see.
It won't go the way it did last time.
Why the last time?
I lost.
How much? By 9 feet?
Mm-hmm.
How far up was he up here and you like right here stuck for the start line?
No. Funny, no, I was not.
But what things bring regret?
That's it.
What else? What are the things that you feel regret? So you might understand that's how the Most High feels.
Using a knife to cut an apple without permission.
Why does that give you regret?
Because I cut my thumb real bad.
Oh. Watch it. Oh, yeah, once you get an apple, apparently you grab a butt. You grab a knife.
No, because I cut myself pretty bad when I tried using a knife to open a hardware package.
Hardware?
It was at Boy Scouts. I was at home. I was messing around with a toolbox because I remember I got this toolbox with no tools. I was trying to open the package. Me and my dumb man. I tried to open like... it's been a while, so I can't remember which finger it was. I think it was this one.
It was your thumb.
It wasn't my thumb.
It was
definitely not my thumb.
He's speaking about another time.
Oh.
But yeah, I ended up cutting myself open and had to go to the emergency room to get it sealed off. It would have been worse, but I definitely felt regret. About
you're just giving me the loud.
A split second after the accident had occurred.
But
that's always the case. Like, for with
Oh, I got some accurate grit. Alright, so you know back in Lantana? Alright, so before Lonnie was his person who just stay in his room and sleep all day, he'd like to play fight with me sometimes.
All the time.
And this was when I was somewhere near seven.
Seven. Oh yeah, kindergarten.
I wasn't seven in kindergarten.
No.
Stupid. Shut up. So me and him went always play fight. I remember this one time we were done picking up groceries. And I wasn't really thinking of this, but I had a loose tooth that was getting ready to come right out. And y'all might already know what the story's gonna come. So Zombie accidentally used his wrist and hit my tooth. No, he hit my hand, and my wrist just pushed my tooth right up. Yeah, that was gross.
Ow.
Then I, there's this really dark mark on my arm. I cut myself with it. Well, my tooth scraped it, and I was yelling loud. The neighbors heard.
Did you go to emergency room?
Yes. I actually regretted not thinking that this tooth would come out. And this is when you were living. This is when you remember it, right?
No, I don't. This is my first time hearing the story.
You've seen it happen?
I definitely did not see it happen. If I saw it happen, it would have been.
And I have another one. Can't remember. Oh.
I regret Ronnie was in pre-K. No, yeah, she had a birthday party. We were in Atlanta. She was having one of the friends were having a birthday party at pre-K. Me, mom, Johnny, and Auntie, who's shyest? I'm pretty sure you're Hanoi. Yeah, we went to the birthday party. Then we all tried playing. It's kind of funny, but then it's not funny. So, I told you this story. There's this rainbow hoop thing. Well, it wasn't a hula hoop, but it was like, do what rainbow do. But it was separate. I wanted the tallest one. When I was hitting, and I was this wrong.
Basically, you
and I was like, yeah, and I was like, up this high.
Wow.
Yeah.
You probably.
Well, no one helped me.
You probably almost cracked the
bunch. You just stepped down.
So, what happened?
So, when I was trying to get my mom told me to get down, this girl named Sky was right under me. I said, move! And then I started to sprint. Move! At the last minute, she moves. I injured both of my elbows. One of them, like, kind of go in a little bit. My head had a big black bump on it. Like, I was bleeding, not everywhere, but I was bleeding all over my legs, my elbows, my arms, my head, almost. It was crazy. And then, ever since that, I never went in that part of the playground.
Alright. I'm an idiot for this because I wasn't really thinking. So, This was when I go to the ditch. Me and some kid, we found some glass. Well, we found some beer bottles. So what we decided to throw them down to the water. But while I was getting ready to grab one and throw it, I'm stupid for this.
my friend, he found one that was already broken. And it was very sharpy. Well, not sharpy. It was very sharp. So when he threw it, it cut my finger to where blood was just leaking out. And I had to use my shirt to make sure all the blood wouldn't come out. I regret doing that because I regret going to the ditch. I regret going to the ditch and finding those glass bottles.
Isn't it always glass?
Always regret that.
There's always glass in the ditch.
There's always glass in the dumpster at Parque Ventana. Always by the ditch. No, not the dumpster. This one kid, he thought it was a great idea to pick up the sharpest bottle. Throw it, but his hands were slippery, so when he was trying to throw it, it slipped, cut these two fingers. And they were like open.
Oh, God.
Yep. I said, "You're stupid. Go home. Go to emergency room." That's what I said. And then,
I remember this is one time when I was still driving with my mom, we was driving down the court. And I remember she was still, it was her car. But she'd get mad if she said go this way and I didn't go that way, I was like furious. And that's exactly what happened. I remember we're on our way. I'm in my daddy's way down this road, like we're like behind the quarry going with her. And she's like pulling into that place right there. I'm like, nah, that's the place where you pull out. If I pull in, it's gonna be some problems. Let me just go find another spot. So we drive away from the quarry, we drive out of that plaza area, that's my next to the quarry. We make our way underneath like this overpass that was like the highway on top. And I'm about to pull at this gas station. Now she's yelling at me the entire way there, which it's her car. I didn't make the right turn. That's my fault.
Yeah, I was.
But
in the back. Yes, I was. I was in the back seat. It was when you had to stop at the gas station. You both got out the car. Mom started just screaming at you.
Oh yeah, she was there. He was there. So what happened was she was yelling at me. And I was trying my best to stay calm. I'm like, all right, cool. You got that. Let me stop. But like she just flaring up, and as I go to stop, I forget that the car is still moving, and I put it in park. The next thing you hear is just the transmission scream. We get out of the car, make our way to the front. She's in tears. She's in absolute tears. It wasn't funny at the time, and I do regret not paying that much attention. It didn't happen again, but I do regret not paying that much attention. We had to go make sure it was all right. It was all right, but I was driving that car for a while. So, yeah, I regret that.
Here's some interesting revelations. Well, so in feeling regret, if you had to do it over again, would you do it the same way or would you do it differently?
Do it differently.
When it came to you cutting your finger at the ditch, what would you have done different?
I would have just not go to the ditch. I would have just said to myself, hey, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea, so let me not go to the ditch.
What about the glass? Was that an even worse idea?
Yeah, I feel like someone who...
Because what if you're just on the street and see some glass? And you're not about a ditch. What if there's no ditch, but you find some more glass at a park or at a just on the road? Are you going to still be?
You're hungry. You want some cereal, but all we got is a glass bowl.
So are you going to say, well, at least I'm not at the ditch, but here's some glass?
I'm
Well, I'm just saying, wish.
No, I mean, I don't want to find the glass.
Because I'm not necessarily always going to be at the dish. Well, it's good to avoid the dish as well. But, yeah. Just, yeah.
And what would you do different?
At the party? Well, I should have just wrote the checklist that's going on, I think. First, I regret going on the thing because it was too high.
I forgot.
I had top chops.
Yeah, he had
so
good chops.
I was this tall and thing was this tall. So I jumped, I grabbed.
You must have been real, you must have some great tops.
I had tops. So, what I regret is I should have just wanted a little one. So, I didn't fall as hard as I did with the big one. Because the little one, it's tall, but like at the bottom of the menorah on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you were up to my waist, right? And the blue one, which is one, the biggest one.
Are you sure it wasn't at least the size of the
you weren't that.
I
regret doing that. I should have just wanted to learn.
I forgot we ride
trash and go back on busting every. Okay, there's one more thing. I was first grade. Me and Zanyo was carrying it on his back. He was cool when I was in first grade. He was always carrying me on his back and walk home. Then you play hide and seek every time you get home, and when I couldn't find him, I scream his name. As loud as I can. So it was like, and then when he come out and he say stop screaming, found you. No, he showed me how, you know how they do when they break things, they do a slide flip or something in the air. He showed me that. I did it. I busted my neck where I fell.
Oh, you
should. It was a hole right here. He took me to the bathroom. All he did was get alcohol and pour it right here on my lip. I was like, what the? And then mom came. As soon as I started to scream, all you hear is mom banging on the door.
Yep.
What the? It's happening. And then Rocky screaming back, what's happening? And then Donnie runs down the stairs and opens the door. Mom sees it, and she's like, oh. Well, sure enough, did that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
I mean, that was the same thing. That was the same thing.
I know. I was like, wow.
Don't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's it. I regret doing this.
Well, the Blog Talk time has ended. Well, we've come to that point of the show where it's over. We only had an hour. That was a quick hour.
Yeah, it was. Hey,
that was
but
30
minutes. I enjoyed talking with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Of course. It was good talking.
I enjoyed hearing y'all talk.
That was a story.
All right, cool. As we get ready to shut down this morning's broadcast. We invite you, everybody, please check us out tonight. As we do, we will be on ISBHPK ABQ Live, right, on YouTube. But if you're not going to check us out, we also invite you to check out ISBHPK Live, our Houston brothers, the Brother Quad Zop, as they are broadcast tonight also. We're not trying to compete with them. But we will be going on, we will have class tonight. And one thing I would like to do tonight is finish up the baptism by fire, all right, that the brother Imad has started. We only got Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. We didn't finish that up. We need to finish up the baptism by fire. That's definitely where we at right now. All right. So with that, I do want to thank everybody who did tune in. I want to thank my children for being here and their participation. And I always like to thank my brother, Yanawathan. Again, he's a rock. The brother is he is giving. All right, is what his name means, and he fits every bit of that name. It fits in perfectly. I want to thank you all for everything you do. And with that, Again, for all the brothers and sisters in Albuquerque, the brother Shamak, and all the brothers that help us produce and put on this strong class, I want to thank everybody. As we get ready to come towards the end of the month, if you'd like to help out with any tithes, priest funds, or rent, the Google Pay is
ISBHBKABQ@gmail.
If you'd like to help us with any tithes, priest funds, or rent, we're also we're still looking out for chairs, desks, tables, and any school supplies, pens, papers, Bibles, dictionaries, apocryphas, even laptops if you happen to donate to help us get this truth out. Again, we're looking for the King James Bible. We're also looking for the King James Apocryphas, either the Oxford edition or the Cambridge edition. The Cambridge is the red apocryphas that most people are familiar with, but there's also an Oxford King James that's also made out there also. We need any of these to help disseminate and spread out this knowledge. All right. So with that, we want to thank everybody for tuning in for, this morning. And my name is Mashaba.
My name is Adaria Allah.
My first, hold up. Is there an elder?
Oh, yes, sir. Okay. Yanalathan.
I bought you a board.
I bought you Allah. I dare you Allah.
All right, cool. With that, we want to say shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.